Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest from the floor of the Green Build Show in Toronto, Canada, is Paul Murray, who's Vice President of Sustainability and Environmental Affairs with Shaw Industries. Paul, how you doing?
Oh, very good. It's great to be here.
Good to see you. Actually, this is your first Green Build with Shaw Industries, right?
Yes, it's quite exciting. Last year, I was attending with Herman Miller and actually attended the Shaw breakfast, and I knew then that there was a chance that I'd be joining the Shaw family, so it was great to be there then and be here now.
And in your role at Herman Miller, you came to all the previous Green Builds, right?
Absolutely. Herman Miller was one of the founding members, and so we've been around that for a long time, and we're proud to now join Shaw and be here with the Shaw family.
And you're right here in the very center of the show, which is pretty cool. And I see Herman Miller's over there, not too far away. So let me ask you a couple of questions. A couple of your key message points for the audience as they come to see Shaw at this show?
Sure. We're, you know, wanting people to walk into our little space here and talk about what if. And we would love to have them write down on the whiteboards what they would like to see the industry do in the future. So we're trying to even gather information as we go through the show. And also, we'll have a conversation with about the holistic approach that Shaw takes for making and manufacturing our carpets. And that would then include the cradle-to-cradle philosophy of making good products to begin with, designing well without toxic impact, and then also all the way through the take-backs phase, which we are one of the leaders, if not the leader, in take-back of old carpet.
All right, and I've noticed that you do have these whiteboards here. I guess people can go up here and write on these whiteboards, and then you can capture this information and share it with the development people?
Yeah, all of us on the staff here will be writing down what the people are writing about Shaw, about what they'd like to see, and so it'll all be kind of cataloged, and we'll hopefully get back to everybody with new products, new processes, and exciting new things.
All right, and I believe you have something new to talk about here as far as these little connector dots. Talk a little bit about that real quick.
Sure. We, of course, manufacture a lot of carpet tile, and one of the things that you have to use when you put down carpet tile is some sort of adhesive to keep it in place. And we have come out with a new process called lock dots, and what they are is a pressure-sensitive tape that you adhere 8 to 10 dots on the back of the carpet, and then they are ready to go on the floor. It goes down quickly and with no liquid adhesive. So I think it's two little rolls of these dots equals 1 5-gallon bucket. So much less material. And we think that the market's really ready for something like that.
And these little dots, they're pressure sensitive on both sides, right?
Right. Yeah, they're pressure sensitive to both sides. The interesting thing is that the glue really loves the backing of the carpet. And so when you pull them back up, they come with the carpet. So that the next installation, your floor will be ready to go just as it was when you put down the original floor. So this is really, again, a cradle-to-cradle product because they can then easily be recycled with the carpet itself.
All right. Well, everybody knows that business conditions are pretty tough, but I know on the commercial side of the business, you guys are still doing fairly strongly. I think you had a guest speaker that came to talk to your management the other day, Warren Buffett, who, as everybody knows, is the head of Berkshire Hathaway, which owns Shaw Industries. Tell us a little bit about what some of his comments were. I believe they were upbeat, weren't they?
Oh, they were very upbeat. It was great to hear. You know, he came in and he also talked about some of the difficulties in the industries and that he is aligned with. But, you know, he is really one of those investors that loves the core of America, the manufacturing, the railroads, the, you know, and manufacturing like Shaw Carpets. And, of course, he's one of the largest brick owners in the world, really. And he was really upbeat. And he said, sure, we're having some difficult times right now, but he sees that there's going to be a steady and slow growth out of this. But it was very upbeat. He had nothing but a positive message for both Shaw and the entire industry. He was really saying, you know, we're all going to ride that same wave out of this little bit of a slowdown. But Warren was just really upbeat, and it was a pleasure to see him. I'd never seen him in person before, and I would only hope that I'd have that much wit someday, much less when I'm 80.
Right. I think every time he comes up to a microphone, he's just testing 1 billion, 2 billion. So what? Basically, just to reiterate, what he's saying is that we won't see a second recession and that this will slowly creep out of this. And by, say, the middle of 2013 or so, that he thinks that we'll see a nice housing recovery.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. The 2013 and could even extend into 2014, but he doesn't see a decrease in where we're at now. He really sees that, you know, he is planning on his brick manufacturing, his carpet manufacturing, his household goods, all those to be in a slow recovery from here on out.
Well, one last question. When you come to a show like this, obviously you need to spend some time manning this booth, but you also have these great seminars here. How do you sort out what seminars you want to go see?
Well, I'm not much of a seminar person. I have a hard time sitting still, but I try to find ones that are aligned with our philosophy of the holistic approach, and so I'll pick those out first. And then I try to actually walk around to the various booths and see what other people are using. I hope somebody can walk into a Shaw booth and the previous life, a Herm Miller booth, and say, I've learned something. And I hope to learn something from every vendor here.
Okay, great. Paul, it's good to talk to you again. We've been talking to Paul Murray, who's Vice President of Sustainability and Environmental Affairs with Shaw Industries, from the floor of Greenville the first night. And you've been listening to Kemphar and FloorDaily.net.